You think we broke under the strain, don't you? Go ahead and admit it. You think we were suddenly swept away on a tidal wave of emotional so forth. Broke discipline and threw ourselves all over Sally Mae, much to the delight of Kitty Kitty, who was lurking near the gate and watching the whole show. Heh heh. No. You'll be shocked and astounded to hear that we kept our formation and imposed discipline upon our feelings of love and devotion. I'm not saying it was easy. It wasn't. It was one of the toughest assignments of my whole career. I mean, we were both quivering with emotion, trembling, shivering, shaking, twitching. Drover's eyes crossed under the strain. My front paws moved up and down. Every muscle and nerve in my enormous body cried out for a blessed release. But somehow I managed to keep them under control. We didn't jump or lick. We just sat there, beaming looks of devotion to the lady of the house. Was she impressed? She was majorly impressed, big time impressed. She looked down at us for a long time, and slowly the ice in her face began to melt. Yes, right in front of my eyes, I saw the change. At first, she seemed too shocked to speak, but then she said, "My stars, this is something new." She came to the door and walked around to the other side of the car to help the kids out. I shot a glance at Drover. "Okay, it's time for loyal dogs following. Let's go." In a flash, we leaped to our feet, fell in step behind Sally Mae, and followed her around to the other side of the car. While she was opening the door, we plopped ourselves down in the snow and went into another controlled sit. Little Alfred stepped out of the car and saw us.
"Hi, doggies. Did you miss us?"
"Oh, yes. In fact, I came within a whisker of breaking discipline and throwing myself into his arms. We were the best of pals, the boy and I, and my whole body ached to give him a proper homecoming. But somehow, I resisted and stayed in formation. Sally Mae gathered up baby Molly in her arms, closed the car door, and moved towards the gate. My eyes drifted down to a patch of bare ice right in front of her. It would be very slick. Did she see it? "Sally Mae, be careful, watch your step." She was carrying the baby, see? And if she slipped on that ice, it was as if it was happening in slow motion. I watched as her right foot came down on the patch of ice and began to slide forward. She leaned backward and tried to catch her balance, but her foot kept sliding. She was going to fall. I could see it coming. She and baby Molly were going to take a hard spill on the frozen ground, and there was nothing anyone could... Then it came to me in a flash. It wouldn't be fun, but I knew what I had to do. I would have to offer up my body as a safety cushion. I leaped to my feet and threw myself into the path of her plunge to the ground. I got there without a second to spare. Sally Mae's feet went out from under and she sat down hard on my midsection. Baby Molly started to cry as they landed with a thump. Sally Mae had given me a pretty severe smashing, but both she and baby Molly came out of it with no broken bones or damage. Little Alfred helped her to her feet, and she looked down at me with astonished eyes.
"Do you suppose he did that on purpose?"